when you see through the sociopath, when you can see through the sociopath, you know, if you're yoked up with a sociopath in any way, shape, or form, to me, a narcissist is a sociopath. They're not willing to change. It's all about them. They're not able to be convicted by their sin or their insanity. So to me, a narcissist is a sociopath or a psychopath. They just haven't gone to the extreme. But if you're married to one, or if you're yoked up to one in any way, shape, or form, and you try to get out of it, well, see, once you see past them, once you see past what they are, and they realize you see past what they are, they know you're going to leave. And so they got to make you look like the crazy one. And if you get out without any kind of pain, if you're getting ready to get out of it without any kind of consequences, they will actually try to kill you, you know? I'm serious. They will try to kill you. They will try to put you in jail. They will try to destroy you. They will try to defame, change, lie, gaslight, get flying monkeys to attack you. I mean, when you walk away from a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, Jezebel, when you walk away from a Jezebel and you say, I'm done, Jezebel will try to kill you because you see through her flying monkeys. You see through her game. You see through her fake reality. You see through her people-pleasing. You see through it. It's all fake. You see through her weakness in that image that's put out there. It's all fake. You see through it. You see through it. And if you don't go with the lie, in other words, if you don't go along with the delusion that they're trying to sell to everybody, the fake reality that they're trying to put out there to everybody, if you don't go along with it, they will do everything to get you to submit to that fake reality. That delusion. That illusion. It's a lie. So they live in lies. And that's how they function. Based on a false image, a lie. Everything about them is a lie. And so, when you see through the fake reality, they got to kill you. They got to destroy you. Because they know... They think instead of you just walk, they don't believe you can just walk away. They think you're going to try to destroy them because that's the way they think. You're just wanting to get away from them. You don't care what they do. But they think you're going to try to destroy them because that's what they would do. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's pretty interesting. Once, you know, as long as you're not yoked up with one, it's interesting. If you're in the middle of one, it's not interesting. If you're in the middle of one of those situations, it's not interesting at all. It's kind of scary because they're crazy. Especially if they've gaslighted their whole family. If their whole family is part of the flying monkey gaslighting and you're married to one of them, think about it. So you got a sociopath that you're married to, and this sociopath has gaslighted their whole family. And their whole family is a flying monkey to support and enable their fake reality. Imagine how dangerous that is. Imagine that. Just try to picture that in your mind. A Jezebel narcissist psychopath has flying monkeys of all their bloodline and created a fake reality that you are the enemy. That you're the crazy one when they're the crazy one, and they flipped reality. Think how dangerous that is. The triangulation, you know, if you study this narcissism long enough, they'll triangulate. You'll see how they triangulate. So they don't just triangulate with family, they'll start dating somebody else and try to get the person that's so-called in love with them to take you out. For real, these people are crazy, I'm telling you. They will make up lies, such deep lies that you will think, why are these people mad at me? I haven't done anything to make them mad at me, because the lies that the narcissist Jezebel has lied about. It's a trip, to be honest. That's why the Bible talks about a scorner. Stay away from them. When you see somebody's a scorner, don't sit with them. Don't stand with them. Don't walk with them. Don't sit with them. Don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. Don't sit with them. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. And don't sit with them. Because they are dangerous. They are literally out for blood. And if you think about it, the reality that we live in, just like you go out and kill an animal to survive and eat, that's the way they look at life. They're predators out for prey. When the Bible says love your neighbors yourself, they don't even know what that means. Because they don't love themselves, they hate themselves, and that's why they hate you. How can they love their neighbor as themselves if they hate themselves? You see what I'm saying? And one of the reasons they hate themselves is because they've been abused, and the abused have become the abuser. In other words, they abuse because that's all they know. They've been abused by other narcissists, mind games, and so that's how they function in this world. They don't know anything different. And so when the pastor says, you better not divorce, do they have to live with a psychopath? Do they have to live with a narcissist? You're talking about an evil person in, you know, a man's enemies of his own house at times. You're talking about an evil person in the same house with you. Who can overcome that? That's binding the strong man right there. How can you overcome an enemy in your own house, in the same bed with you? How do you do that? That's binding the strong man. That's somebody who's attacking you from the inside out, you know? If they're standing outside your house, you just keep your shotgun handy and they can't get in. But if they're already in the house, how you gonna defend yourself? This whole system's a trip. The whole system is to try to box you in with these narcissists. Keep you boxed in.